It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Scientists now claim they've had a 20-minute conversation with a whale.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. Have we had
any
freezing rain reports?
I haven't gotten any on the text line, okay. but my guess is that if we do get it, it'll be, you know, obviously in higher elevations. Not supposed to happen in town or in the valley.
Oh, good.
But like where you guys live, there's a good chance of it.
What?
Yep.
I better leave now.
Yeah, you better get going, Bruce.
I better leave now.
And also if you're headed out, looks like to the Seattle way, and I'm sure if you're going the other direction too, but I just heard like Ritzville is probably going to get pretty slippery.
Ooh. So, supposed to be better by afternoon?
Depending on where you are. I mean, I think it's in effect until 11 o'clock tonight.
Oh, geez. I thought I saw 1 p.m.
Yeah, I think they changed it. I'll double check for you, Kevin.
That's very, very scary.
Thank you, Warren.
We all agree freezing rain is the worst.
1 o'clock in Spokane County.
Okay. No. That's what I saw.
Outlying areas, we have a chance to have it extended for the rest of the day. But yeah, okay. So there you go.
We all agree freezing rain is the worst to drive in.
Yeah. It's bad. It's miserable.
It's ugly.
There's just no winter.
Freezing rain, freezing fog.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's uglier than I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Okay, boys. We've all flown from Spokane to someplace.
Yeah.
In fact, just for fun, what we're going to do a quick round of where was the last place you flew? Jay Daniels.
Phoenix.
Very recently. Monty.
Dallas, Fort Worth.
New York to Spokane.
I think Phoenix.
Yeah, let's go,
it's
Phoenix,
been a
buddy.
Minute, maybe?
Yeah, probably a minute ago.
And Steve, I think we know your answer.
Yeah, well, I guess it would technically be Denver to Spokane.
Technically. Yes, Bruce?
I got to change my... I did fly to Seattle two years ago.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I'm trying to remember the last place I flew. Probably Nashville?
Yeah, I would imagine that's true.
Yeah. Now... Nashville is a place that every once
in
a while...
It is a place, that's correct.
You can get a direct flight, right?
Yes.
Ooh, to Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, Nashville? Depending on where you're flying from.
We're flying from Spokane.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that you can. I suppose you probably can.
I don't think you can,
I've
Jay,
never, I've never found one.
I've got the list right here of the places that Spokane has direct flights to.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. And so, hold on, let me...
You're going to Salt Lake City. You're always in. You always got to, you know.
Oh yeah, flight. Yeah. You can go to Salt Lake City. That's easy.
It didn't take long for producer Steve to have an effect on people, because Spokane now offering nonstop flights to Chicago.
Wow! Oh, wow. Look at that. That's nice. Amazing. Good job, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve. That's probably enough.
That was one of the weirdest things for you, right, Steve? Yeah. I think you brought that up when you first tried to book a ticket from here to Chicago. You were like, wait, there's no direct flights at all?
Yeah.
I mean, you're from Chicago where there's probably a direct flight to everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah.
I feel like that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even when I was flying from like Minneapolis, there were,
a heck of a lot more than here, for sure. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it was just a little weird going from here to Vegas to Chicago. That was a little strange.
Well, yeah, you did Southwest, correct?
Wait until you get the Spokane to San Diego to...
it's Spokane to Oakland to Chicago. You're like, well, that feels wrong.
Yeah, you get a tour the whole country.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't bad. Yeah. You know, it was pretty good.
Here are some of the places that Spokane... Well, I'm going to give you all the places that... We have nonstop service.
Jeez,
all three
that feels like a lot.
Throughout the U.S.
Well, there's a lot of California cities.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Seattle, Portland. San Francisco, Oakland. Here's all the Californias. Sacramento, San Jose, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And then Boise. That's a place we can fly nonstop. You want to know why?
Because
it's a really short line.
Yeah.
There's no towns between them.
Yeah, man, no place to even stop.
Yeah, all right. Where would you stop?
Walla Walla.
McCall.
Walla Walla International Airport. Las Vegas, Phoenix Mesa.
Yeah.
Two different airports in Phoenix to land at?
I think one's more of a private for private jets, but
Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
Of course, yeah.
Yep. And now we get to, I'd consider those all West. You know, West enough.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
MSP.
Here we go. Dallas, Fort Worth. That is where we can fly direct.
Yep.
Didn't we fly to Atlanta once, Kevin, direct? Because he felt like it was 800 hours.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. Right.
Chicago is the new,
sure.
And Chicago Midway, mm-hmm. Seasonal. And Jay, Atlanta.
Man.
Yep.
That's it.
That was a long flight.
I've been on that one.
Yeah, that takes a minute.
So it is weird. Yeah. Once you get, you know, out of the West, there are only a few destinations. Dallas, Minneapolis, Chicago, and Atlanta.
Well, enjoy.
Kind of weird. There's other spots in there. There's one right here.
Here?
Kind of by Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
In this state here that is known as Nashville.
Yeah, that would be neat.
Can we fix that one?
Yeah, that would be cool.
What would it be? Like a four-hour flight probably?
Yeah, four and a half maybe. I don't know. Boy, it's just so much better to fly direct.
It's just so much better.
So much nicer.
Yeah. And I mean, okay, if it's really long, maybe it's nice to break it up. We went to Orlando once, Jay.
That
wasn't direct.
No, that takes a month to get there. So,
but I think we went to Seattle and then went from Seattle.
Of course we did.
Direct to Orlando. And I remember thinking, I don't care to ever come here again. That was so long.
Oh, to Orlando?
Yeah.
So
yes.
I did notice on that list that there was no no cities outside of the United States.
True.
Right.
Spokane. Yeah, I think
not
this
direct.
May have been a list.
Yeah, Spokane International Airport.
They were asking.
Well, they can land here. We just aren't going to. We're just not going to do it.
They were asking, where would you like to go? Where would you like to see? What would be next for the Spokane Airport? Here are some of the answers.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hawaii or Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico would be nice, wouldn't it?
You're getting a good launch if you go to DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah. Hey, how about Canada, guys?
Eh?
Hey. Hey.
International.
They say Japan's coming this year.
What?
Is it?
Direct from here?
I don't know about that.
I don't see a lot of people jumping on that flight.
Seems weird. I mean, we went to Ireland, you go to Seattle, and it's still like almost 13 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm... So far, the only one in there that I'm interested in is a direct flight to Mexico.
Right, yes.
I mean, because it's not that bad. As long as we're talking about West Coast, Pacific, Ocean, Mexico.
I'd like to see a Florida city in there somewhere. I mean,
feel like that
for
would be
a direct
good.
Flight.
Feel like to be good. Go to Orlando or something.
Yeah. Orlando.
Yeah.
You can have it.
You can have it.
No, I'm just saying as far as convenience, because... To get to Florida, it takes three stops.
Yeah, it's a minute.
It's ridiculous.
Kevin, you don't want to go to Orlando?
No, Jay, I did it once, and I don't know that I need to do it again. Unfortunately.
I got the feel for it.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hi, hey. There, hi there, ho there. Good morning. Sorry.
Okay?
Good morning, Spokane!
Kevin James.
Yeah, you got to warm up for that. You can't just...
No, I started with no breath. I realized I needed to take a deep breath to do that.
Is that what that was?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Game time, fellas. The Friday crew's here for the first time of 2025.
Ready to go. Play a game. Let's play.
Somebody whistling?
That was Warren.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was...
Kevin.
It was Warren.
It wasn't me.
Yeah,
Warren
was eating, so I know he wasn't whistling. I can tell the difference.
Whistle while you eat.
Guys, let's see. There's six of us. Let's do teams of three.
First, two, three.
Monty, I'll let you choose your team.
Okay.
You get three. You get two choices, you and two others. Who would you like on your team?
Oh, you.
And?
Bruce.
Okay. Okay, there you go. So we get to go first. The other three can leave. I guess, Steve, you can play. It's fine. You can join a team.
So wait, the three would be who? Me and Warren and Steve?
Yeah.
Warren, Steve, and me?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Is that how I'm supposed to say it?
Yep. All right, well, you two can leave, and then Steve, you can tell us the topic, and then you can just plug your ears so you don't get to cheat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the most honest guy here. We know he's not going
to
cheat.
We got to leave, eh?
Yeah, you got to have to leave.
Or B.
And he'll give us the category.
I feel like if Steve cheats, he's
alone. He what?
I can't hear what he's saying.
He's mumbling.
He's just bad-mouthing. It's a teammate.
No, he didn't hear it.
Also, if I don't hear it, it doesn't matter.
I see. I see. So if you talk bad about somebody and they don't hear it, then it doesn't count.
Yeah.
ABC first to three. You guys need to write down the alphabet. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I hate this game.
Welcome to 2025.
That's why we play it.
Oh,
that's literally why we play it.
I know.
Oh, are you actually writing down the ABCs right now?
Well, yeah, you have to. If you don't, you're not going to be able to keep up.
Well, I mean, you could look it up on your phone or something.
Oh, okay, that's hilarious.
Okay, maybe that was...
You see who I have on my team?
Well...
It's the alphabet anyway.
Yeah, it's just 26 letters, I guess.
Yeah, just the whole order thing is
okay,
weird.
Let's do it.
All right, so again, 60 seconds on the clock. You can pass if we get stuck. You only get one pass. We try to get through as much of the alphabet as we possibly can. What have you decided for our first category, Steve? And then just plug your ears so you can't hear.
I'll take off my headphones. Yeah.
Take them off. Thank you.
And then you'll wave me in or something? Or I'll see.
You'll see my arm motions or hand motions or some sort of gesture.
Okay. And I'll see those other crazy people.
I bet you will, yeah.
All right. How about we start with pet names?
Pet names.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Pet names. All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock and go.
Alf.
Alf is a great pet name.
Good.
Bernie.
Boo Boo.
Coco.
Baby.
D.
Dingo.
D.
Where are we at?
Dingo.
D. Dingo, yep. E. We already did it. Oh. I did Coco. What did we
Effie.
On? E? Yep. Epi?
Yeah, Effie.
Effie.
Frank.
Frank is a great pet name, Bruce.
George.
George, yes. H. Harry. I. Izzy. J. J. K. Kevin. L. Larry. M.
Monty.
N, Nancy, O, Oprah, P, Peter, Q, Queen Latifah,
yes.
R, Reggie,
Ralphie.
T, Tommy T, U, Ulysses,
Underdog.
V, Veronica, W, Wally, X,
X-ray.
Xavier, yeah.
Xander,
Y, Yellowstone, Z, Zebra, back to A, Alan,
Ellen.
B, Bernie, C, okay, got to B twice.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Fellas.
Okay.
Would you go? I think they're ready to go. That turned into really something there, didn't it?
So now do we get 5 minutes? Or?
Well, we had to wait for Steve to give us the category.
Yeah. What? It took a while. No, some people were writing down the ABCs. That was the problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Uh-huh. And the category, Steve, give it, and you'll be ready to go.
Okay, the category, gentlemen, teammates, is pet names.
Pet names?
Mm-hmm. Yes, pet names.
Armando, my chihuahua.
Bubblegum.
Great.
Okay. Pepper.
That'd be C.
We're going to go
oh,
C.
Oh, we're doing ABC. I'm sorry.
I can tell you right now we're going to win.
So where are we at?
Charlie.
Charlie.
D.
D.
Dino.
Dino's a great one.
Dino.
E. Eddie.
F.
Yeah.
Frankie.
G.
Just go with
Eleanor.
Good girl.
George the monkey.
G.
Yeah.
I go to H.
Did we get Frankie. G?
Yeah. I gave it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Frankie.
Hank. What do you know? What letter of the alphabet?
Yeah, I'm going
H.
You're
H.
Going backwards.
H. Yeah. I am.
H. I.
Right here.
H.
Iggy.
I didn't think I was.
J.
Iggy. Johnson.
Jackie.
Okay.
King on the K.
I love you, dude. That was amazing.
You know what?
Are you all right?
Well, yeah. I didn't realize that that's the one we were doing.
Okay. I understand. Sure. You got lost on the game. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. It was fun when you were going backwards.
Yeah.
Well.
I know.
It's like we would get a letter. We'd get like G, and he would go, all right.
Frankie.
Frankie. And I'm like, did that one. Already did that one.
We got through B on the second trip, but it was.
We went all the way through.
Oh, really?
And then got to B.
I'm going to have you guys go again because I can't wait to do round two.
Okay.
Did you use Zeus for Z?
I think we said zebra or something. I don't remember.
Oh,
what it was.
Ziggy.
Yeah.
Ziggy.
Oh, was it. Yeah, Ziggy was it. Yeah.
Sounds like
is that a cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, goodbye. We'll get to play another round. Okay, Warren, so we go in order.
Yeah.
You can use mine.
I got it this time.
That's my fault. I'll get him focused.
What was it? What did he say?
Wait, who's leaving?
What did he say?
We're
Pepper?
Leaving.
Pepper.
Yeah.
For like C?
Yeah, right off
Hey. Pepper.
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 Oh my gosh.
It's close. It's not in the right half.
That was
the right hemisphere.
That was incredible.
Okay.
That's my favorite round ever.
Ever. you may have brought me over to this game, Jay, just because
my
of that
favorite round ever.
Oh, how the minds have changed.
Yes,
Monty.
Yes.
Goodness
yes.
gracious.
Well, when you
okay, right. What do we got, Steve?
Okay, let's do instruments. Right, instruments.
Hold on, I got to get the 60 seconds on the clock. All right, instruments. Here we instruments.
Instruments.
Okay. Ooh, whoa. Alto sax.
There you go.
Oh wow.
I'm thinking of it. I can't.
You can't think of it.
I can't.
Baritone something.
Yeah,
baritone
that's sax. It. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Cornet.
Cornet.
Yeah,
cornet.
Yeah. D drums. E.
Xylophone. No, that's X.
It is. Yeah.
We know what X is going to be when we get there.
What are we on again?
E.
E.
Pass.
Ooh. Sure. Why not?
Oh yeah.
French F, horn.
Flute or French horn. Yeah. G. Gong. H.
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. I.
An instrument.
An Irish flute.
Yes.
J. Jug.
Oh, there you go.
The blow cross.
Yeah, that's right.
K. Keys on a piano.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right. Fellas! All right, Steve. Wow, that was very terrible. I like the way we're moving Bruce around so Kevin can get through. It's like a little slide.
We got a plan.
Yeah,
what's going? Oh, he's just scooting over?
Well, Monty just slides his chair over, and then he slides back.
it's a team effort.
So Kevin can get through. Oh, he grabs the chair.
Yeah, he just goes.
Him. Wow.
Okay.
All right, fellas, 60 seconds on the clock. Warren, okay, we're going to go in the order of the alphabet.
So
Okay, give me your list. You said I could use it.
Do you have the alphabet?
He does now.
Yeah, he does now.
You do.
He said I could use it.
It's my bad because I have it up on my screen, but you can't see my screen.
Yeah. I cannot.
60 seconds on the clock. Pass if you get stuck. Here we go.
All right. The category is instruments.
Jeez.
Accordion.
Accordion. Thank you.
Good one.
A bass.
Bassoon. Mm-hmm. Clarinet. Mm-hmm. Drums.
Ooh, nice, Kevin.
God.
Ooh, egg shaker or what
electric guitar.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Nice.
Flute.
Flute.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar.
Right.
Hand clap.
Hand clapper?
I don't know.
Humbone.
What?
Humbone.
I was just trying to think.
A ham.
I don't want to pass because I is going to be maybe worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Harmonica.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Buddy.
Now you're on I.
Can we pass I? I don't know.
Yeah, let's pass I.
Okay.
J is for Jingle Bells.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I guess that would be.
I think that's good.
Kazoo.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
Good one,
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. Long flute. Long drum.
Oh, we tied on that.
Except for we got X.
You know, out of order we did. Monty goes xylophone.
Exactly.
What does that start with?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's just do an all play for one more.
Is it
Steve.
An all play?
Yeah, might as well just do an all play because it'll be a little quicker. So.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. 60 seconds on the clock. Guys, just jump in. Let's see if we can get all the way through an alphabet with one of the last ones.
What would you prefer, healthy foods or team names / mascots?
I don't care. Kevin, do you care?
I don't care, Steve.
Healthy foods.
Healthy foods.
All right, healthy foods.
Healthy
it
foods.
Is.
Six, 60 seconds, go. Apples.
Apple, banana.
Mm-hmm. Carrot.
Diced something.
No.
Gwinnett.
Oh, okay.
That's what about dip? Or, what about, you can get
a spicy. Yeah, you can get a healthy
dill.
Dip.
Yeah,
for
dill
sure.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Fig. Grape.
Oh, yeah.
Habanero.
Habanero, okay.
The peppers are healthy.
Iceberg lettuce.
Ooh,
good one.
J.
Juice.
Yeah,
sure,
juice.
We'll
kale. Juice a little bit.
Kale.
Yes.
Yuck.
Lemon.
Lentils.
Lemon. Lentils are good. Mushrooms, nuts, oranges.
Oh, nice.
Papaya.
Papaya is good, Warren.
There you go.
A quiche.
Quince.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. J for the win.
Raisins.
Sunflower seeds.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tallow.
Turnip.
Tallow.
Tallow's good, yeah. You.
Ooh. Oh. There has to be something delicious. You.
Pass.
Yeah.
Vittles.
Dang it.
Vittles.
Vinegar.
Vittles would have been good, Kevin.
Vittles. Bruce said Vittles.
No, Bruce Vittles. Oh, yeah. Bruce.
Bruce came in at the end with healthy Vittles.
I love those.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm trying to think of something for the boat show.
Only in a boat. Only in a Bruce.
Kevin James.
That dog, I think, is like every year, man. It's just like clockwork because there's the boat show comes up. And then you can't help but singing it because it comes in there.
Yeah. Oh, you can help it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday crew showing up here for the first Friday of 2025. Appreciate it. Good to see you guys. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Bruce, is that a new hat?
No, I've had it for quite a while.
Okay, looks nice. Looks new. Looks brand new. You take care of your stuff.
I try to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Warren, is that a new haircut?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And Monty, I try to take care of it.
Is that a new
hat? No.
No, nothing.
Face?
What?
I don't know. Yeah. I felt like you weren't wearing anything new, but I wanted to include you.
Oh, this is actually new.
The shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I just got a new Carhartt.
Yeah, very nice. Christmas?
No, I just bought it.
Bought himself a Christmas present.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I gotta give a shout out to Monty.
Because?
He saved the day in here, putting a garbage can, cleaning up the little leak that...
Well, yeah, he just found another new leak here in the ceiling in here. So
in the main studio.
Yeah, when it drips on your head, you can find it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I want to shout at Monty, too.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
See? just don't want to punch him in the head.
Luke Combs released a little bit of a song on the internet the other day and then said, who should I duet with?
Ooh.
Huh? Soliciting to see who wants to do a duet with him.
No.
How about that? I mean, I think
Do we hear the song and then we can judge it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who wanted to be part of it too, Kevin, as you can possibly imagine.
Oh, I bet.
Years ago, when you thought about the kind of guy you'd end up with, I'm pretty sure it wasn't me at the top of your list. Sometimes it feels like I just fooled you into falling for me. God knows where I'd be if I didn't. That's a different story. But just because I'm broken, it don't mean I'm worthless. The heart you let me hold, I know don't deserve it. You could run away and save yourself some hurting, but you keep loving.
I feel like
me.
There'd be a lot of volunteers to sing with him on that song.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's just made for a duet, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, he's pretty good, guys.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know
he
that.
Is. And it has such a weird sound.
Very unique.
I don't know if anybody else said what my first thought was. I was thinking Billy Joel, but I'm guessing that's probably not.
Well, the funny thing was, he even said, this could be, you know, two guys, it could be male, female, it doesn't really matter. He's like, a lot of people could fit into this because it's a song about love. It's not necessarily singing to the person, you know, and them singing back. Some are built for the male, female
scenario.
Yeah,
because that one, you are singing to the person, but it doesn't sound
like
it
is a singing
back.
Yeah, they're not responding, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people... that volunteered Miranda, Megan Patrick, Tennille Towns, all of them. And then some of the other guys were like, hey, man, don't exclude us. Chris Stapleton, Jason Aldean, Shay from Dan and Shay all jumped in as well, said, I'd do it. So, yeah, who knows?
You would, Jay?
Of all those, I would say that an interesting sound would be Shay.
For sure.
And Luke Combs together.
Yeah, because they're so opposite sounds.
Or
Chris Stapleton would be
interesting. Stapleton, they're definitely closer together with the gravel, but I mean, he would be great on all of it.
And Miranda Lambert, boy, that girl
she's
can
so,
build it up.
And especially when she's in those scenarios.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens, but kind of a fun position for Luke Combs to be in. Throw a song out, go, hey, who wants to be on this?
Yeah.
And just pick and choose.
Everybody.
Everybody, the whole world.
Why don't people do that more often?
I don't know.
Just because it would cause like some sort of controversy.
I mean, there's also a lot of politics that goes into it.
I was gonna say, and, then you have to possibly say no to people, and
that part would be tricky.
Yeah, I guess
you can always try to blame the label and say, "Oh, the label didn't," or your
management. Absolutely,
they're
not on our record label.
Right, exactly.
You're going for number one against one of our artists right now,
and
so
we don't like that. It gets complicated.
It's goofy.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Steve?
That's fair.
I know. It is a bummer because it just clogs up the process. But
Well, Carrie Underwood, her Las Vegas residency show, Reflection, The Las Vegas Residency.
Right.
It's coming to Disney Plus and Hulu.
Making a TV show out of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just released the trailer for it, was that 2 days ago?
Yeah. Okay.
Just 2 days ago. So that's pretty exciting in the fact that it's going to be arriving Friday, January 24th on Disney Plus and Hulu.
So yeah, it's just basically, is it an entire show, or is it just highlights of the concert? Do we know?
Mix of spectacular performances, hit songs, aerialists, acrobats, theatrical production, and flashy costumes all over again.
So yeah, it's a Carrie Underwood concert.
Yeah, just her concert. Yeah.
So it's the concert. That's, yeah, makes perfect sense. Yeah.
That sums it up.
Time for one more, Kevin. Well, you got one for
that
us?
That also sums up like any walk in Vegas. Like, you could just walk down 100%. A hallway in Vegas and see all that's those exact true. Same things.
Right.
So Vegas is extra.
Yeah, right.
The land of excess.
Uh-huh.
The land of excess. I did want to real quick, because it was on my mind, the whole Tim McGraw's daughter being on the show Landman.
Right.
And that was cool. I keep saying Tim McGraw's daughter. That's so mean.
Tim and Faith.
Tim and Faith's daughter.
Right.
On Landman. So that's kind of cool. She's getting into the acting a little bit. And then also on the show Landman, which we love. We're all still in, right?
Monty, 100%.
Monty's in. Yeah. Jay's in. Yeah. I'm in. We love it.
Yeah. I would love to watch it, you guys, but I tried to look it up and I don't have that.
You don't have Paramount Plus? You don't have Paramount. Mm.
No, and I pay enough already. I don't want to add anything to it.
$8 a month.
I know it's only $8.
I think we can get you. I got Paramount at Christmas for $2.99 a month for a year or something. And then
I thought about that. I saw
now every time I log on, it says, you already have a subscription through Amazon or something. We will cancel that at the end of the month. And I'm like, well, what? And then I go to Amazon. I don't find it. It's all so confusing.
I know. It
tends to be bundled with stuff.
Well, and I noticed that one time a long time ago, too, that like Uber Eats was like, congratulations, you just brought a salad. Here's free Paramount Plus.
Right?
So makes weird, no right? sense. But and I have it.
Also, Warren, I think it runs on the Paramount Network after it runs on Paramount Plus.
See, that's what I'm hoping for.
For free, but it's usually delayed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could just wait it out.
Right. And that's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same as what? Is it 1882 or is that the name of the show?
Yes, they're on Paramount. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1883.
1883 and 1923. Yeah.
Yeah. I got one show, but it was the second of the
I hate that.
And so I didn't even watch it.
I hate when they do that. They're like, you can watch this free, but we're going to give you one out of order so you don't really understand the series. Here you go.
Yeah.
Of course, that's no good.
They're just trying to get you to subscribe, of course.
That's bad marketing.
I mean, it's great marketing, but I hate that. Yeah.
Warren, I wanted to share with you, if you do start to watch Landman, that the other one that Jay and I had fun with was, do you remember Mark Cawley from like the 90s?
Yeah, the name.
Even the Man on the Moon Is Crying.
He also is on that show as the sheriff.
Oh,
and he's awesome.
He's great. Yeah.
And so it's been kind of fun to see the country music world continuing to mix into this.
Yeah.
Taylor Sheridan, whether it's on Yellowstone or that, or I mean, 1883. Tim and Faith are the stars of that.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was good.
The daughter probably is the star of it.
Well, no, I did see the one with Tim and Faith.
That's 1883.
Oh, so
1923.
Okay.
That's the one with Harrison Ford.
With Harrison Ford. Correct. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that they put it. That's the one that I haven't seen yet.
All right. Well, it is weird. The streaming thing is bizarre, Warren. A lot of people are doing that. I don't know where it is. I don't know how to get that. I don't know if I have it. It's in some bundle on my cell phone or my whatever I bought.
I've got all of mine on a spreadsheet.
That's a good idea, actually.
Brewster, I was listening to something yesterday that
Bruce, the news is on every station, so you're good.
It is, though?
Yeah, just in
this
case.
Made me think of you. I got to imagine you like documentaries.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever watched the Ken Burns, who is known for making outstanding documentaries?
Yes, he does.
Have you ever watched Civil War?
Not in its entirety, no.
Okay, because it's like 12 episodes.
Right.
It's 12 hours long.
Yes.
But I've heard that it's just like the most amazing thing.
I've heard that too.
And you just haven't finished watching it.
No, I better start watching it.
Yeah, it's going to take you a minute. It's going to take you a minute. Yeah,
that's just a couple days.
Yeah.
I don't imagine Bruce is a 9-hour binge watcher, though.
No, probably not.
No, because then you have to go back and start re-binging because you fell asleep during episode 2 and 3.
How true is that? It's so weird because somehow I
felt like I missed a year.
The Civil War, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember. I mean, like.
Okay,
yeah. I know, like, you would.
I remember that.
Because he maybe already knows stuff about it, then maybe he would remember
firsthand.
I helped clean up that field.
Okay. That's not nice, Bruce.
Oh, there I am. I'm in the show.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, do you know why it's so expensive to air up your tires?
To air up your tires.
I couldn't hear you there, Monty. What
you were mumbling. Yeah.
I wasn't mumbling.
Kevin James.
I said, do you know why it's so expensive to air up your tires?
No, why?
Inflation.
Hey!
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Welcome to New Year's, fellas. We've decided to choose two words that you're going to focus on for 2025.
Yeah.
And it can be kind of phrases if you want. Then we're going to write them down.
Okay.
And you can visualize them. You can take the, you put them on a note card if you want, whatever it might be. And you can put it at home, like in some place where you normally see stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you come in here, we can keep it at your workstation.
Because
work, you mean our PlayStation.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, your PlayStation or Xbox or whatever you're using.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Our theory is that if, you know, they're right there in front of us all the time and we see them.
Absolutely.
That it does make it easier in June to remember what 100%. We're doing. 100%. And right. I know Steve was mad at me yesterday because he said I didn't have two words. I said health is wealth. And that is two words. But I look now and I see what he's saying. So I have added my second word, which will be focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I have this thing where.
You don't focus?
Yeah. Like, Monty, I'll be putting on my shoes, right?
Huh?
And I'll get my left shoe on, but I'll see my computer and I'll be like, oh, God, yeah, I should jump on there real quick and send that email or whatever. So then I'll do that. And then I get up and go, oh, now it's time to get my car started to warm up. So I'll go out.
Yeah, squirrel.
Get the car started.
Bright light.
Yep. And then go, oh, gosh, I should grab something to drink to take to work. I'll put that in the bag. And I'm walking around, and then I'm like, oh, God, what time is it? Look at my phone. Oh, okay. Scroll for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we get it.
And
yeah.
Then I look, and I realize I've got one dang shoe.
Focus
on
the conversation.
I've got one dang shoe.
Yeah.
He's got one shoe.
Yeah. Are you done?
Yeah, he's focus. Done focusing. Yeah,
yeah
he's
focus
done. He's
will done. Be one of my main focuses for the year.
We decided mine were going to be organization and adventure.
I love the adventure.
I actually saw that this morning.
So Kevin's is going to be what, health and focus, I guess, or focus and health, whatever, either way. Steve, yours are what? You wrote yours down. You have them on a card.
Self-confidence and positive.
Okay. I do like both of those. That's good. Yep. And he needs both of that.
He does.
I mean, I don't know if he thinks he does, but, you know, we've voted it for him.
he didn't pick his own terms?
He didn't have enough self-confidence to pick his own words, so we decided to do it for him.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The point is, it doesn't really have to be a resolution, be a big deal, but if it's right in front of your face, and it's something, it also has to be something you want. Because if it's
attainable.
Something you don't want, and if you just don't want to play that particular word, then you don't have to worry about it. Yes, Bruce? What is Kevin? Kevin is not focused.
I was trying to see what Bruce had written down over here.
I haven't written anything yet.
And he hasn't
well, that's
anything.
The whole point of this. Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine, okay.
What do you want to do, Bruce, for 2025?
I'd probably better work on health.
Health? Okay, that's a great one. Absolutely. Yes.
Health is wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Which has always kind of been, you've always been a very healthy guy, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's one of those things where you hit that age where you go, oh, boy, if I don't focus on this, I could be in trouble.
Stuff can sneak up on you, yeah.
Things might be falling apart right before my very eyes. So
health, and do you have a second one that you want
to? Let me think about that.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay. All right, so what do you got for us, Warren?
I got health and cleanup.
Cleanup.
What I mean by
I've
got a couple of projects in the house from the remodel that I've never finished, and outside I've got stuff. And I'm tired of having stuff outside.
Yeah. Right. So you're going to de-stuff.
I'm going to try to de-stuff.
I like that. Mine's kind of the same with the organizational stuff.
Yeah.
Because I might not get rid of all the stuff, but at least I want to get it organized so I can, you know, I like to be able to just walk up and go, oh, it's such and such is right there.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have that, and I want that.
Mm-hmm. Like in my garage, I know where all my tools are.
That's good.
Other stuff.
Right.
And
right.
outside. I mean,
it's just
got
willy and nilly.
Well, yeah, you know, because, you know, I bought a You know, I still got some stuff there from when Grandma and Grandpa were there.
Right, right.
And it needs to go away.
Yeah, so cleanup. Okay,
yeah, very yeah. good. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
If you want help with that, my wife is really good at throwing stuff away. Yeah. So just letting you know.
That was my plan last summer, too, but it got so doggone hot.
Well, it's because you didn't have it written down.
Yeah.
That's right.
Honestly, the visualization thing is pretty good. So if you take, well, put note cards, go put it in your shop, where you're right by your toolbox. And then you'll see it, and you'll be like, yeah, you know what? And don't bite off more than you can chew. That's the other thing.
There you go.
You know, you go just like the one section, this thing, throwing it out. There, I did that one for today, little by little.
That's a good idea.
Otherwise, sometimes you're like, that's a project I'm not going to tackle.
Right.
Right.
All right, Monty, what are you going to write down? We're going to be so great by next year, guys.
Oh, man.
I'm excited. Great. Yeah. So how great will we be?
Really great.
Really great.
Really great, Jay.
Really great, Monty.
Yeah. So I actually struggled with this a little bit because there's several things I want to do, but I then...
Well, you know why you struggle with it? Because you're taking it serious.
Oh, that's true.
Because if you just throw a word out, then it doesn't really affect you. So.
Right. So I basically kind of narrowed it down to two.
Okay.
But they're subsets of more. But productivity is one of them. So I've got a lot of projects on the books that I want to accomplish and I need to prioritize. And with that becomes part of that. So it's prioritizing... And
so that you're more productive, yeah.
That's such a great
point, Monty. It is,
because
it is hard to get swallowed up by all of it.
Yes.
Right.
And then,
like you say, you got to write it down. Okay, so what's first, second, third?
Yes.
If you can't get to it because of the weather, how does this look?
You start doing bits and pieces of them, and before you know it, you feel like, I didn't do any of those all the way yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's no good.
Right.
And this past year, 2024, my focus was on cleanup. And I mean, what I mean is exactly that, is if there was a project that I almost got done and then moved on to the next one, walked away from.
Yeah.
So I cleaned up all those little projects and made them complete.
Nice.
So this year I'm going to move on to productivity and organization.
And organization, is that your second word? Okay.
No,
those are combined.
Those are combined.
Okay.
And then the second one is... I had put health, but it is health, but it's nutrition based.
Okay, sure.
So we're only as good as the fuel we put in our body, right?
Yep.
And we started this.
That's why I've been eating those cinnamon rolls.
In 2024, we started this, my wife and I, with down the path of less processed.
Yep.
And Jay, you and I have talked
about
this.
Whole foods are great. Yep.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this in great detail, and we took the next step as a Christmas present to ourselves, which is grinding our own flour.
That's some work. Good effort.
But it's also enjoyable.
Flowers?
Yeah.
But you do have to grind them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
And it's something that both Kelly and I are committed to. Because
that makes a huge difference.
There's so much processed foods. It's nasty.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was just going to say, everybody here has health on their list for 2025. I mean, Jay doesn't, but Jay, I know you always like to focus on
Mine's
health.
Mine's more nutrition than it is health.
But yeah. Well, certainly.
One leads to the other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For sure.
And it's like 80% nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the rest is, helpful, but... Should we keep doing donuts on Friday?
Probably no.
Not. Well, heck yeah.
I mean, we could start doing something healthy.
You
want
a vegetable tray?
No.
We could do veggies.
You want
or
no
we
nuts
could do
either.
Like, oh, look, I have these healthy recipe that I made of...
Here's a smoothie.
Oh, dang it. Monty got ripped for that one time about 5 years ago.
He brought in smoothies?
Yeah, he brought in some sort of healthy smoothie instead of the breakfast he was supposed to bring. That did not go well with this group.
Yeah, that was not good.
It's that simple. I know.
Good job.
Very commendable.
Yes.
I didn't want to say health because health is so broad. But if you start at one level and move forward, then you can.
Yeah, good job. So write them down, fellas, and we'll make copies for you. You can keep one here, take one home. And I know we're gonna make you do it, Bruce.
Wow,
we want you around for a long time, so we're gonna make you stay healthy.
Okay,
like it or not, brother.
Well, I'm having another cinnamon roll. So
well, yeah, we're not starting.
Go
this
for it,
week.
Dude.
We'll start.